say that I freaking love your guys' idea. Like, I love it so much.
Yes. This was okay, this was Melly's idea. Okay.
Okay, and they are the only group
she is insane. That has a...
Yes, she is.
I love her, and I admire her, and she's crazy.
This is the only group that made a team name.
Oh, well, I was talking about the song, but okay. Yeah, I did. Well, I liked that.
I know you were, but...
We asked them... We said in the email that y'all had the option of coming up with a team name, and they're the only ones that did.
Yes. They are the Imagineers. She gave a reason, but I don't remember why.
Well, the Imagineers is, like... I don't know if she actually came up with that on her own or if she had looked it up, because there is
actually...
I know she gave a reason in the email, and it made sense. So it wouldn't surprise me if she came up with it on her own, but there's actually something Disney-related that's actually called the Imagineers. So I don't know. If she did come up with it on her own, that's really cool. If not, anyway, you know what I mean? We didn't come up with our show name on our own, so what difference does it make?
Yeah.
So. No one did talk.
This group... This group consists of Melly, Animated 93, Blackjack AV, and Dirksies. Yeah. And they did not do one single song.
Oh, no, they didn't.
They did a medley of Disney songs.
They did
songs.
A freaking medley that Melly, like, wrote herself. That's why I'm saying she's
and
crazy.
And it's pretty BA.
It's beast. It is awesome.
I said beast one time, and my mom looked at me, she's like, what? anyway, so, here is...
The Imagineers medley.
Here's... Woo!
Come stop your crying, it will be alright.
Just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you.
I will be here, don't you cry.
Riff raff, street rat, I don't buy that. If only they'd look closer.
Dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep.
Would they see a poor boy? No siree.
In dreams you will lose your heartaches. Whatever you wish for,
they'd find out. There's so much more to me.
It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's a problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
He likes me.
Likes you, please, Rapunzel. That's demented.
No, really. I think he likes me.
Rapunzel, look at yourself. Rapunzel. Fine. I see how it is. Rapunzel knows best. Rapunzel's so mature now. Such a clever grown-up miss. Rapunzel knows best. Fine, if you're so sure. Now go and put him to the test. If he's lying, don't come crying. Mother knows.
Life is so unnerving for a servant who's not serving. He's not whole without a soul to wait upon.
And a voice keeps saying, this is where I'm meant to be.
Suddenly those good old days are gone.
Who is that girl alone?
the castle. Flappy, fat, and lazy, you walked in and oops-a-daisy.
Beluga, Sibruga, come winds of the Caspian Sea. A range of glass-eyed Ed Mac, laryngitis, love or gentleman.
This has to be the most beautiful, the most peaceful place I've ever been to.
It's nothing like I've ever seen before.
When I think how far I've come, I can't believe it, and yet I see it.
In them I see family, I see the way we used to be.
So come on, welcome to our family.
Welcome into our family.
Welcome to our habit of be time.
Feeling happy to
this
be.
This is our festival, you know,
and best of all,
we're here to share it. We're here to share it all.
And that was the Imagineers with their amazing Disney
Mind-blowing
medley.
Mind-blowing Disney medley.
Yeah, okay, it's an odd number, I go first. So, Melly.
thank you, no, I'm not gonna take credit for that.
Melly was awesome enough in the email to tell us who was doing what and split the song into parts and told us, like, everything.
Yes, thank you for that. Thank you.
That was, like, so helpful. I would have been able... I know your guys' voices, though, out of, like, all the groups.
I know
Melly,
your guys' and I know Blackjack, and then I can tell the other two apart because they're not Melly and Blackjack.
A boy and a girl. And they're a boy and a girl. And
Yeah.
But, so, I split my critique up into part one, part two, and part three for the song because that's how you guys split it up. Part one, the, what am I doing? Hang on. Oh, okay. This song, I don't remember the title of it. What was the song? They sang it in part one.
You'll Be in My Heart from Tarzan.
Yes.
Phil Collins originally.
Yes, I knew it was Phil Collins. All I have to say was, oh my gosh, that was pretty.
It was.
Okay.
It was beautiful.
Part two, I thought everyone fit their roles they had perfectly. Like, Melly was the villain, which we told her she was an awesome villain.
Yeah,
because
she was Cruella in her audition, and she was just evil.
And Animated 93 was the sidekick. Blackjack was, the prince. Yeah. And Dirksteed was the princess. Just in case y'all didn't get that. I thought everyone fit the roles, like, really, really well. The first part where Blackjack sang as Aladdin and Dirksteed was, Cinderella. When you guys sang You Keep and To Me together, I thought the harmony sounded really strange. Like, I don't know if it was she was too high. I felt like it might have been she was too high.
I think... Like, that, her entire part right there, I think, was in the wrong key, because it should have been pretty much the same, almost the same, like...
As his.
Yeah, it should have been the same key as his, and it sounded like it was a little bit higher key,
higher.
So it was weird.
Yeah. So, what's next? When Melly did Mother Knows Best. Melly, I think it sounded like you had some trouble with the lower singing parts. But once you got to the higher parts of that and, like, the belting, I thought you sounded amazing. So I just think it was, you sounded like you were having some trouble and kind of strained with the lower parts. For the reflection part with Dirksies, again, you sounded like you were singing, like, too high for the song to me.
Well, I don't know if it was too high for the song, but it sounded a little strained.
Yeah. I thought it was, I don't know, I thought her parts were, like, maybe a little too high for the, like, the music they had. For Poor Unfortunate Souls, I freaking love this part, Melly, like, to death. Your evil laugh scared the bleep out of me. The only problem I had with the Poor Unfortunate Souls part is I heard a click right when you finished your laugh. Like, you just pressed a button to end your recording. I heard this big click right at the end. And then I just have to point this out because it's Melly. When she was in Poor Unfortunate Souls, when she kept yelling, when she yelled, yes, yes. Yeah, it just made me think, Melly.
Was that an oh baby moment?
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. Oh my gosh.
And then part three. You guys did my freaking favorite song from the park. Oh my god. Like right when it was animated, right? Started off, right when he started off, I was like, holy crap! And then I knew the rest of the song and I sang it with you guys. But anyway, your last note with your guys' harmony was freaking amazing. Like, it was awesome. I really love this. Okay, yeah, I really love this. Okay, Audrey, your turn.
Like I was saying earlier, I think you were Dirksies, you were off key in the first part with Blackjack because, I don't know, to my mind it sounds like they should be pretty much on the same pitch even. So I don't know about that. At the moment I've lost Allison, so I'm gonna go on with my critique. Melly, I loved your Mother Gothel, I loved it. And I thought the effects on Ursula and Ariel were just freaking awesome, fabulous, scary, great. Seriously, Melly, this whole thing was crazy. I can't believe you, like, made this yourself. It was fabulous. It really does sound like it belongs in a Disney park fireworks show. Just congrats for being truly amazing. You all of you played your parts just so well. The only other note I have, I think, is, Animated 93. I wish you would have done a bit stronger French accent on Lumiere. The French accent, you got to get that in there. I don't even know why I'm doing this. yeah. But yeah, amazing. Just overall, completely amazing. Composition, amazing mixing. You did so great, all of you. I loved this so much. I wish we didn't have to split you up into pairs so that we could hear more out of this group because it's just awesome. yeah.
And next up is group six.
Last but not least.
Which?
Well, last.
Yeah. but group six.
Group six. Which Allison is back.
Yay!
We had some technical difficulties. Her Skype dropped, but we got her back. So, yay! Group six is Blue Man 39, Angelic Tones, Nori, and...
However you say his name.
The guy currently known as Saigo Sentinel.
Yeah. I can't say that, so...
The artist formerly known as Bright Disaster.
Yep.
He's gonna kick me for that.
Oh, well. He has to go through me first, and, you know, that's not gonna happen. So...
Yeah. He's just gonna be all mad, and I don't really care.
Boo! Who cares? So,
I'm sticking my tongue out at you. That's what that noise was. I'd be like... You can't see it, but I'm sticking my tongue out at you because I don't care.
Nobody cares.
Anyway.
Okay. So.
Group six, they did A Whole New World.
From Aladdin. Yeah.
Yep.
So. Here is group six singing A Whole New World.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart desire? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet. Brought a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. But when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear. I go first, I do. Honestly, I kind of feel sorry for you guys because you'll have to go after Melly's group, and that was just a ridiculously tough act to follow. Yeah. Psycho James. I'm just going to call him James.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to call him.
I think this was, because he had the beginning part. I think that was a little low for you. I don't know why. Because it shouldn't have been, unless it was in, like, a different key than the original. Which it did sound like it might have been in a little, slightly different key. Angelic tones. Because it was actually kind of hard for me to tell her and Nori apart, but she has, like, the slightly higher, more kind of delicate
so
voice.
She's so quiet.
I know.
You need a break out of it, girly. You need to be like,
yeah,
bam!
It's just, I know, because you've got Nori to contend with, and she, like, overwhelmed you with her cuteness.
Her and her cuteness.
I love Nori. Nori and her cuteness. And then, where Blue Man came in, Because I think at one point, I'm pretty sure it was Nori. It was him and Nori at one point, and I was like, oh my gosh! I want more Blue Man and Nori. I do. That's just, it sounds, y'all, you two, your voices sound so good together.
She just corrected herself on y'all! Sorry, I had to point that out.
Well, I was specifying that it was the two of them.
Yeah. But you said y'all and corrected yourself.
Hey, I'm from Texas, okay? I'm allowed to say y'all. I am entitled, I am required to say y'all, okay? I want more Blue Man and Nori. I may have to make that happen.
She will force you.
No, because, like, we have to put them in pairs. I may make that happen. Just pair them together. Just because I want to hear more of
just
them.
Just because Audrey wants to.
Well, if you disagree, we can talk about it, but... And it may or may not happen. I'm making no promises, but I'm just saying I really liked it, and I wish I could... I want to hear more. If it's at all possible, I will make that happen.
Yes, I know she will. Audrey will scream and whine.
No, I won't.
Okay.
I know Blue Man mixed it. I thought you did a good job. Everybody seemed to be mixed at about the same level, which was good. Aside from Angelic Tones, which I don't know if that was her volume level or if she just naturally sings just quiet. I think she just sings quiet. She's got that, like, kind of dainty, delicate little voice, and it's so pretty.
That's why it's like, Angelic Tones.
Exactly.
Bam.
It is. It's angelic. There you go.
Uh-huh.
That explains that then. Okay. Now that it's tomorrow and Happy Blue Man should be back, I'm going to say it. Way to keep the suspense going, submitting at the last, literally the last possible minute.
Oh my god, he said it at like 11:59, I think.
Mine says 11 o'clock, but mine is on Central Time, so that would have been right at midnight.
Midnight for me.
So it's just like... Oh my gosh.
So,
because we were all fussing at him in the Skype chat, and he was all being grouchy because he had been up and had a migraine all day and was mixing and being difficult, and yeah, so good job mixing. Way to keep our suspense going. But I'm going to consider that revenge for all the times I did that to you and James on Animation Sensation, because I know I did that a lot. Too often. Yeah. Overall, I thought y'all did a really good job. I didn't comment on Blue Man and Nori, aside from the fact that they sounded good together. I like Blue Man's voice a lot, because he's got that, like, nice jazzy tone. Nori. Girl. Wow. Because normally, you know, we're used to hearing her on Animation Sensation stuff.
Well, that's over with.
Well, it is, yeah. That wrapped up. Nori won, actually.
Yeah.
I got second, and Allison got third. Because
it's
we're
like
all
an Animation
awesome.
Sensation reunion.
I know. Because James and Blue Man were the judges. And, yeah, so Animation Sensation reunion party, woo! Yeah. let's see. Yeah. I think that's all I had to say.
Okay.
But yeah, Nori. We were used to hearing her on like Animation Sensation stuff, but this, it being Leia Salonga, you know, the same girl that did Mulan on like Reflection and all that, you know, she's actually got like a nice belty voice, and Nori pulled that off quite well on this song, and I was like, wow. Because I don't think I'd heard her sing like that before. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I was impressed. That's all I have.
Okay. I have... Yeah. I thought, James, the beginning was, like, way too low for you or something.
Yeah, it was like, especially the bottom notes were like really stringy sounding, like you couldn't really quite reach them.
And then I have angelic tones. You have such a pretty voice, but you are way too quiet, girlfriend. You need to break out of that little shell, and then you will be like, bam! Okay.
Raw! Beautiful loudness.
I don't really have much to say about, I want to call him by his first name, Blue Man and Nori. I thought you guys did really well. There was, though, timing was off toward, at the end. There was, the very end, but toward the end, there was a part where it was off from the music a little. But other than that, I thought you guys, you know, you could always use more energy with stuff. And I thought you guys maybe needed a little more. But other than that, I thought it was pretty good. So, yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So now those are all of our groups.
Yes.
Holy
crap. And now we're going
crap.
To...
Okay.
I know, it's almost over, the first episode, and it's almost done. We're going to go compare scores and deliberate and all that and see who's gonna be eliminated. This makes me sad. This part always
makes
me sad.
A whole group is going to be eliminated.
I know. It makes me want to cry. I don't want to send any of these people home because they're all awesome.
You all did, like, really, really well. But, yeah, so we will be right back. We are going to deliberate. It's going to take a little bit for us, but again, for you guys, it's only going to be a split
be like,
second.
Yeah. Aren't you lucky?
Gosh. Okay. So we will be right back. All right. Audrey and I have put these scores together.
Yep, yep, yep.
So, the best you can get, each group can get, is 10
is
points.
Is 10. Yes.
So, we could both give you, individually, a maximum of 5 points.
Yes.
So, we are going to tell you guys who got first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and then a sixth group will be eliminated tonight.
Yes.
It's very upsetting.
I know. It makes me so sad, because everybody was so great.
I know.
I don't want to have to send anybody home.
Grr. Okay.
I mean, even though it's metaphorically, because they're all
they're already at home.
But so. You know what I mean.
Okay. We shall get on with the results. And
drum roll.
Drum roll. Okay. First place.
We actually have a tie.
With 9.5 out of 10. Group one and group two. So, group one that performed Under the Sea, Sky Witch, Copper, What the Chuck 3, and Could It Be Girl, and group two
with their a cappella rendition of Can You Feel the Love Tonight with Javon M, Seas of the King, Janie Gurley 07, and Ophie Cal.
You are all
you
safe!
You are safe!
Yay!
You are going on to the paired rounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, my telephone is ringing. Hello. Okay, second place with 9 out of 10 points is group 5, the Imagineers.
The Imagineers.
Melly, Animated 93, Blackjack AV, and Dirksies. You are all safe.
Yes, you are.
Would you like to say the next one? For third place.
For third place, with, paper. Third place with 8.5 out of 10, we have group four, which was Genesis, Lucidity, Dragonite, and Soyala with This Is Halloween.
Yay! You are all safe.
Yes, you are.
Okay. It comes down to two more groups left.
We've got two groups.
Group 3. Oh my goodness, my phone is ringing again. I will be back very shortly. You can wait in suspense. Be right back.
Do 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 da 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 da. I don't remember how the Jeopardy theme goes, so I'm gonna stop now. I'm being completely silly. Okay. We have the two bottom groups. We have group 3 and group 6. One of you is safe, and one of you is going to be eliminated. I'm sorry. I'm apologizing in advance.
We apologize. I think we apologized, like, at the very beginning of the episode, yeah, but like, we apologize again.
We just apologized profusely throughout this entire episode.
Yeah.
Because we don't like sending people home, but we have to do it.
So.
Two bottom groups, one of you has a score of 6 out of 10, and one of you has a score of 5.5 out of 10. So it was a close game.
Yeah.
As a close thing.
So, the group who will be making it through to the beginning of the pairs round is with 6 out of 10 points, group 3. With the who's saying, I'll make a man out of you, which consists of Green Girl, Albino Mamba, Musical Tastic, and Temporary Butterfly. Which means our Animation Sensation reunion is over.
I know. That makes me so sad.
So that means group 6, sorry, you had 5 out of 10 points. Blue Man 39, Angelic Tones, James and Nori.
Yeah. I will say this, though. If anyone should drop, you will be our go-tos to fill in any missing people.
Yep.
Because I know this show it's like two shows in one. It's going to be time-consuming, and if somebody doesn't have time or something real life pops up or they get sick or what have you, and we need somebody to fill in, you guys will be the first ones we will call. Or yep. Skype or what have you. But yes, you will be the first ones we will contact if we need somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Because it makes us just really sad to see you all go.
Silence.
Let's go ahead and actually have a moment of silence. For the loss of one of our lovely groups.
Animation Sensation Group. Audrey, way to be depressing.
Funeral March. I don't know why I do these things. I'm crazy.
So, for the next few weeks, you will all be in pairs.
Yes, yay! We're going to split you. You will no longer be working with your groups. We will be splitting you up partnering you up with one other person.
Yep.
So.
You better like that person or learn to like them.
Yeah, because you're going to be with them for like 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Depending on how long you last in the competition.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, so we will send out emails telling you who you're paired up with soon.
Hopefully sooner than we got these groups finished.
I know, that that was a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we need to work on that.
Yeah.
More silence.
I don't have anything else to really say.
I know, I don't either. Oh, what are we doing next round?
I don't know. I don't even know.
I'm going to my Google document.
This is so bad. Your hosts don't even know what you're doing next round.
Yeah, how are we supposed to tell you if we don't know? We're so bad. That's shameful. Okay. Loading. Okay. Okay, so next week you will also be doing just singing. There won't be any acting. The next week, the theme is Once Upon a Time. You will be partnered up with one other person, and you will choose to perform the opening song of any Disney film.
Ooh!
Which means we're going to get a lot of Mellow Men songs. Because those are the people that did the opening songs for, like, Sleeping Beauty and
yeah.
Peter Pan and Alice in Wonderland and all that. So we're probably going to get a lot of that.
Oh my gosh, if someone did the opening song for Alice in Wonderland, I'm just telling you now, you get like a crap load of brownie points.
Yeah, she will love you forever.
I love Alice. Okay.
Yes, and next week we will also be having an immunity challenge.
Ooh!
And that one will be acting.
Yeah.
The immunity theme is The Hopping Lamp. So you will be submitting a monologue or scene or what have you from a Pixar film. I believe we established immunities will be an individual submission.
Yes,
but
and it will count for your
But it pair. Will count for you and your partner.
Mm-hmm.
If one of you gets immunity, you will both be immune. So.
Yep, but only one person can enter.
I mean, they can both enter. But you have to do it separately.
Yeah. You have to do it by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but immunities are Wednesdays, guys.
Yes. The immunity round will be recorded on Wednesday, so that needs to be turned, those need to be turned in. I think we established by Tuesday night at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, that's all I have for this episode. So, thank you everyone for listening. I was so happy with this round.
I know. Everybody was just freaking awesome.
So, thank you everyone for listening and congratulations to those who made it.
Yes, thank you for submitting. Congratulations to those who made it. Animation Sensation People and Angelic Tones, because you weren't there. We're sorry to see you go. We really are.
We look forward to the next round.
Yes, we look forward to hearing your submissions for both the next round and the immunity.
Yes.
And
we will see you all in the next episode.
Yeah.
Have a magical day.
Have a magical day. Bye. Bye.